It's here and now. Her many fans might have felt the earth shift a little today at the news that poet and author Maya Angelou has died at her home in North Carolina at 86. Her first memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, about growing up poor in Jim Crow South, was one of the first and only at its time from a black woman's point of view to be read by a wide audience. Her poems, including And Still I Rise, lifted others. Today, President Obama released a statement saying, Michelle and I join millions around the world in remembering one of the brightest lights of our time, a brilliant writer, a fierce friend, and a truly phenomenal woman, referencing her 1978 poem. In 1993, Bill Clinton asked Angelou to become the first poet to read at an inauguration since Robert Frost at JFK's. Here she is reading On the Pulse of Morning.
Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Kevin Young is a poet and professor of English and creative writing at Emory University in Atlanta. He joins us to reflect on Maya Angelou's life and legacy. And Kevin, just, you know, we knew she was frail, but your first thoughts?
Well, I think it's a sad day. We lost a towering figure in Dr. Angelou, and I think everyone's a little bit shaken, as you said.
Yeah. Well, her fame really came after that 1969 memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, a piece of work that really resonates with people. It really is quite stunning. She tells of her childhood, including her rape by her mother's boyfriend. He was tried and convicted, but then murdered, people think, by her uncles. And she did not speak for the next 5 years, a young girl. And then found this voice. Tell us what the voice was, if you had to describe it.
Well, I think that's one of the things we'll miss most in the broadest terms is her voice, both how she spoke and that melodic yet fierce tone. It had these kind of great depth to it, this undertone, but also her voice on the page. And I think I remember reading the memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and it was so powerful. A sort of reckoning and a remedy at the same time.
Yeah.
It has that great title taken from Dunbar. And
Dunbar's
really,
poem, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We Wear the Mask, and, you know, taking that and really channeling the feeling of his poems, which had always been held close to African-American writers and the public. It was a very public poem. Yeah. Dunbar.
Yeah, this is the African-American poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. She took that great line from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she really channeled that feeling and, you know, touched a similar kind of nerve about survival the voice again and singing despite it all.
Yeah, and just a little bit on the prose in the memoir. I mean, an incredibly powerful story, but also lines like, well, she described her grandma, Mama, with her solid air. She described her grandma, Mama, with her solid air packed around her like cotton. You know, powerful story, but talk about her use of words.
Well, I think she had a way with words, of course, both in speaking and especially in that memoir. And I think they were both comforting, and I was rereading And Still I Rise, and how she talks about, you may tread me in the very dirt, but still like dust I'll rise. I love that image.
Yeah. In fact, we have some of Maya Angelou reading from her 1978 poem, Still I Rise. Let's listen.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness, but just like life, I'll rise.
Kevin Young is a young poet. You hear that, do you say, I quit?
Well, I think about, you know, the silence that she survived, which you mentioned, and her, you know, apparently it was 6 years. I think it is one of the more powerful parts of the memoir. And then emerging with that incredible voice.
Yeah.
And you can hear that context, you know, working behind that poem in a powerful way.
You cannot keep
me down. And I think she really gave voice in the broadest sense, both to poetry as a public forum, but also specifically to voices of Black women. And I think she not just represented that rising spirit, but also embodied it.
Well, and as we're now reading the obituaries, which are, you know, hard to grasp, we're learning about this life she had. She was a car mechanic at one point. She wrote about brief stints as a prostitute and a madam. She was a calypso dancer, danced as well with the young Alvin Ailey, a playwright, a screenwriter, an actress, a professor, an editor in Cairo, Egypt, a civil rights activist. She received numerous awards, even though she never graduated from college, including one for outstanding service to the American literary community. This is last fall at the National Book Awards in New York. And stole the show singing this verse from her wheelchair.
When it looked like the sun wasn't gonna shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the clouds. Amazing. Amazing.
Kevin Young, can you again sum up the legacy? It's so much more, even than the written word. It's the role modeling.
I think so. She's a Renaissance person, you know, and she really changed this and created this public figure that we'll sorely miss.
People like Oprah Winfrey point to her as someone who changed the way Oprah approached her television work, making it more spiritual than it had been before. Others pointing to her directing them. Kevin Young, poet and professor of English and creative writing at Emory University in Atlanta. And by the way, we highly recommend his work as well. Speaking to us about the death of Maya Angelou at the age of 86. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.